Good morning. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you that are here with us this morning for worship, and especially any visitors that we may have here this morning. I have some, we're first going to do prayer concerns and thanksgivings. John Bader, after 2 months, he's been sick, very sick. They don't know what's wrong with him, but hopefully he's getting a test results for kidney trouble tomorrow. So let our prayers be with him and the family. Do we have any other prayer concerns that we don't, that I didn't get this morning, or thanksgivings? Announcements? I have plenty of those. First one I have is, it's addressed to the Sandusky United Methodist Church. On behalf of the members of Veterans of Foreign Wars, Port Sanilac, Post 8872, I want to thank you for your participation in the Bells of Peace tribute commemorating the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. You were joined by over 15,000 throughout the United States in the Bells of Peace program. Veterans everywhere appreciate your support. Enclosed is a certificate of participation, which I have here. Thank you, veterans of foreign wars, and thank you all members of the military. Announcement here for the Deckerville Area Community Choir presents A Season of Joy, a Celtic Christmas celebration. This is going to be Saturday, December 22nd at 6 o'clock, and also on Sunday, December 23rd at 3 o'clock. This is the McGregor United Methodist Church on Forrester Road. There is no cost for this. The Deckerville Bible Church is having a live nativity, a journey to Bethlehem, on Sunday, December 16th at 6 o'clock. There's live performers and live animals will reenact the story of Jesus' birth, death, and resurrection in song and narration. Hot cocoa and Christmas cookies will be served. There is also no charge for this. We have a thank you card from the Deckerville Community Choir, thanking us for opening our church and welcoming our choir for practice. We appreciate the sound tech who gave his time to play the CD. May God richly bless you as we work together to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Last night, we had the soup supper here, and I'm glad to announce that they served 125 people, and they made over $700. So applause for that. I'd also like to let you know that after service today, there will be fellowship downstairs in Wesley Hall. And there's plenty of soup left. I have an announcement here. We are looking for a spotlight for our Christmas program next Sunday. If you have one, please see Stephanie Wilkinson after church. Stephanie, raise your hand. Oh, she's gone. The blonde lady. There's her mom. (Clears throat) want to bring your attention to the Advent Bible study. It started this past Monday and Tuesday, and so it'll be held through Advent season prior to Christmas on Mondays at 6 o'clock and on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Please come out and support this worthwhile study. Pastor Sue is doing it, and I'll be there too. The Wednesday morning coffee group will be meeting at 9 a.m. at the Dairy Queen this next Wednesday. Sunday school Christmas program. Put this one on your calendar, don't forget, is next Sunday, December 9th at 5:30. Had been scheduled for 5, but it's been pushed back to 5:30. The children have a great program plan, so come out and show your support for the young Christians in our church. Join us for Christmas caroling on Sunday, December 16th, from 4 to 6 p.m. No experience is necessary, and all ages are invited to join in. Hot chocolate and cookies will be served in the church afterwards. And the last one I have is, please bring in your poinsettias now to decorate the altar during the Christmas season. We will acknowledge all those who have donated them on Sunday, December 16th and the 23rd. So be sure to fill out your slip and return it to the office by December 12th. And I want to turn this one over to you.
All right. Before I do, I have two. There's a booklet back here. It says Surprises Along the Way. It is a daily devotion. They're free. They're in the back. Pick it up. Get in the great habit of doing devotions every day with our Lord, especially during this season. So they're there for you. Going to give Bob his back. Also, I want you to note there is a pew pad in your pew. It's a red cover. I'm going to go down here because I see one available. Let me borrow yours for a second. They look like this. They're new. We want you to sign your name. No more clipboards are going to go around the church. Don't accuse, don't kill me. Yes, thank you.
Good thing you told Rick. He just now signed his name. He wouldn't have known what to do.
So, in the first 5 minutes when you get here, look for this, sign your name, and keep it in your pew. Do not pass it back. There's one in every pew. We will come around after worship, tear it off, and keep it. That way we keep attendance. So, it's a great way not to be interrupted in the middle of service. However, when we have announcements and when we have things for you to sign up, they're going to be in the back. So when you come in the morning, just check the back and see if there's anything that you need to sign up for, because there's no more clipboards going through the pews. Does everybody have that? No more clipboards going through the pews. Please sign so that we can read it too. Because we put these in on the computer, and then I check to see who's here and who's not been here. This would really be helpful. God bless you. I wish you a Merry Christmas. And it's supposed to work.
One more announcement.
Good morning. I have with me a paper that I have printed up for the backpack program. A few weeks ago, we had the gal come in and tell us that they are, the Presbyterian Church has been doing this for some time. We are now partners with the backpack program. So we are going to, it's done every week. And every week they pass out the backpacks to the children to take home on Friday so they have extra food for the weekend. There are 78 backpacks passed out every Friday in Sandusky. We need help with packers. We need help with people to unload the truck, which is just cases of food that is ordered. I have a list of the Mondays that we, as the Methodist, will be doing our share of participating. We need, like I say, we need packers. We need people to, and the packing is grab the bag and put two of these in and put four of these in. It's an assembly line, very simple. I can even do it. Now, on the sheet, it's every other week is when they do their packing for the backpack program. So it'll be once a month for the Methodists, once a month for the Presbyterian, and that'll cover the whole month. So it's every other week that we're going to be doing it. And I know we can do it. On the bottom of this paper, there are some guidelines for some food. If you'd like to, if you work, if you can't do either of these, maybe you'd like to donate a box of macaroni and cheese, or maybe you'd like to donate some kind of food. These are the foods that they package for the children. And there's no charge for us to do it.
And that sign-up will be in the back.
That sign-up will be in the back. I have passed out a few to some of our people. And if you have any questions, contact me. My name is Suzanne Hickson. I'm in the phone book. Don't call my cell phone because my new cell phone and I have not bonded yet.
It's a smartphone.
On the back side of this paper, it's a two-for-one today, there is information about the Sandusky Rescue Mission. There is a gentleman there called Jeff Kramer. He is organizing all of the volunteers. They need volunteers for food preparation, which is done like from 5 to 5:30 at the mission using their materials and their pantry. They need people for 20 or 30 minute chapel service. There are many opportunities to help. So give Jeff a call, or you can call Tina or myself, and we'll get you any information that you need to be helpful. So I wanted to stress both of these today. And again, no charge, just like going to Deckerville, we have no charge for volunteers. It's all free. But you get many blessings back from it.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
P.S. In this rescue mission, they do require a background check, which is simple. You go to the superintendent's office, which is at the high school, all the way to the back, and all you need is to write your name, print your name, your address, and show them a picture ID. And that's it. And you're in. Thank you.
Thank you, Suzanne. Do we have any birthdays this week? None?
Oh, it's
Tina's.
So maybe during potluck we'll sing happy birthday.
Okay. Good idea. Any anniversaries? No anniversaries. Then I'll ask you to please stand and we'll sing the song, The King of Glory Comes, on page 2091 or on the monitor.
Thank you.
call to worship this morning. I'll read and you'll read the bold print. No one in Bethlehem was prepared for the coming of the Lord.
During this Advent season, we have the opportunity to prepare our hearts for the coming of Jesus.
When Jesus was born in Bethlehem, no one realized him as the Messiah.
We gather here to worship Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Praise be to God.
You may be seated. This morning I invite Katie Bader and her family as they light the Advent candle. Once they are finished, we will be singing verse 1 of Light the Advent Candle, found on page 2090. If you want to have that, it will also be on the screen.
Okay. We're reading from Isaiah 60, 2 and 3. For the darkness shall cover the earth, and thickness darkness the peoples, but the Lord will appraise upon you, and the glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your dawn. Okay. We light this candle as a symbol of Christ, our hope.
Great job, guys. Boys did a good job. Yes.
May the light send from God shine in the darkness to show us the way of salvation. O come, Emmanuel.
Let us sing. Oh, we come to sing.
Emmanuel. Kevin, there's 7 screens on here. We only need 4 verses. We're going to do 4 verses. Please stand as able. O come, Emmanuel.
Oh,
may be seated, and I invite the children to come up. But I don't want you to sit down there. I want you to come all the way up here with me. Come on up. You got everybody? Oh, got a few more coming. Come on, guys. Come on over. Yes, we'd love to have you. I know some are still downstairs practicing. Come on in. Oh, look at these beautiful dresses. Well, come on up here. You got to be able to see this. So I need you to come all the way up. Can you come all the way up here? That's it. Come on up. Come on up. Libby, I'm going to have you step back just a little bit so the kids can all see this. Here we have what we call a crèche. We also call it a manger, and we call it a stable. And I want you folks to know, just for those bigger kids out here too, the one that you normally have here on the altar, I moved. Shame on me. It is out here in the narthex. This one is from Jerusalem, and it is made out of olive wood. Can pull it down like that. You want to touch it? It's made out of olive wood. You don't want to touch it? Jimmy, you want to touch it? Yeah? Do you guys want to touch it? And we're going to keep this up here through Christmas. We even have a star that makes music. Wow, isn't that pretty cool? So I have a job for you to do, and I need your help every week. So you got to be here. Can you do that? No? Throw that children's message out the window, right? All right. Well, I have a few animals because Jesus hasn't come yet, has he? Right? So do you think you could put, do you want to put a little lamb in there, little sheep? Go ahead and put it up here. How about you? You want to put the other little sheep in? There you go. Who wants to put the little cow in? There you go, Johnny. Come on up, put the cow in. Okay, since you have cows, you want to put the cow in? Okay, that looks great. And every week we're going to add to it until Christ comes, right? Well, aren't we all, what are we all waiting for? Christ to come, and it's another name, Mary and Joseph. How about Merry Christmas? We're waiting for Christmas? You had it right. Christ is coming. Mary and Joseph are coming. You all had the right answer. We're waiting for Christmas to come, right? Are you guys waiting for Christmas to come? Yeah? No wrestling up here, though. I love you both. I do. So we're going to continue to fill up the nativity, the manger, the crèche, the stable with other pieces. And all of these pieces are made of olive wood. Okay? So I appreciate your help today. Thank you very much. And we're going to pray. You get your bulletins. And then I know some of you are going to go back to nursery. Some are going back downstairs. Okay? So let's pray. God, we thank you for children of all ages. We thank you that you're sending your son, that we can celebrate Christmas. And so, Lord, we just ask that you bless each one of them here and each one of us in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, so here's your bulletins. There you go. Okay. You guys want to stay up here or you can go downstairs and be part of the Christmas program. I know they're practicing, correct? Are you still practicing downstairs? Thank you. I know Erin's not here. She's sick. But they're still practicing, so. All right. Great. Thank you.
Let me tell you all the things.
Thank you, choir. How lovely, beautiful. I'm now going to read a New Testament reading. It's 1 Thessalonians, chapter 3, verses 9 through 13. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy we have in the presence of our God because of you? Night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you again and supply what is lacking in your faith. Now, may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus clear the way for us to come to you. May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you. May he strengthen your hearts so that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all his holy ones. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word, the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Carrie. We now have a time that we will go to God in prayer. Remember those that we have lifted up earlier in the service, and also a reminder to lift up those that are in Alaska that had the earthquake, and those in California with all the flooding and mudslides. Let us now go to our Lord in prayer. Let us pray. King of kings and Lord of lords, we come before you this morning, praising and rejoicing of your name for the joy of little ones who know who you are and for children of all ages that believe in you. We give you thanks for all that you do for us. And in this time and in this season, Lord, we know that there is still darkness, and we pray for your light to shine in and through us, and that your light will be a blessing to all of those who are hurting. We lift up those that we named earlier and those that are quiet on our hearts. And we pray, Lord, that you will bring healing, that you will bring strength, that you will bring a recovery that is fast. And we pray, Lord, that people will be renewed, both spiritually, physically, emotionally, mentally. Lord God, those that continue to face surgery, we ask for discernment and wisdom on the doctors' and nurses' parts, that they can give your people what is needed for them to be healthy and whole, strengthened and renewed. We pray, Lord, for this church and all of our churches throughout the world as we begin this Advent season today, remembering that you came as a babe, that you died as a man, rising again from the dead to give us eternal life, to bring us a promise of hope, and to help us to remember that you will come again in final glory. So, Lord, we open up our hearts and our minds, and we ask that you pour your Holy Spirit upon each one of us here and those that are listening on the radio, those who cannot be with us today, that we are all blessed to be a blessing for others, that we may become righteous, to be able to do what you ask us to do and to be faithful and obedient in following you. And we ask all these things, Lord, in your name we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses
as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. This morning, if you notice, we did New Testament reading early, and now I'm going to preach on an Old Testament reading found in the book of Jeremiah, one of the prophets, chapter 33, verses 14 to 16. Please hear these words. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the good promise I made to the people of Israel and Judah. In those days and at that time, I will make a righteous branch sprout from David's line. He will do what is just and right in the land. And in those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. This is the name by which it will be called, the Lord our righteous Savior. The word of God for the people of God. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord. And now may there be less and less of me and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. So this is the first Sunday of Advent. The tree is up. We've lit the candle of Christ, our hope, set in a setting with a wreath that reminds us that there's no end. It's eternal with a wreath. With the color purple to be lit as we celebrate our pyramids, which is our cloths, with purple for meaning of royalty. On the third Sunday, we will light a rose candle that represents peace. But for this season, we remember that God is gracious to us. He has brought us together and has given us a son, Jesus Christ, who came and is born on Christmas Eve. Therefore, we're not going to have the kids put Christ in our little manger until Christmas Eve, because we're still waiting. But we know as an adult that Christ has already come as a babe. We celebrate that. We have our nativities, we have our wreaths, we have our Christmas tree, we have all of our decorations. But now, in this season of Advent, we are to await the new coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who died on the cross, crucified, sacrificed for you and me, who rose from the dead, but will come again. In this season, it is a great opportunity for me to share, as I went to Israel, to go into that Church of the Nativity to see where Christ was born. In those days and in that time, a lot of the stables were underneath homes. I read this morning, not actually hearing this in Israel, but I read this morning in my guidepost, Debbie McComber, saying that this was a special stable. Well, we already knew that, didn't we? This was a special stable where Jesus Christ was born. But in her writing, she said this was a stable that it is where those that had their animals sacrificed for the temple came. And who is our sacrifice but Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God? And so wouldn't it not be appropriate for Jesus Christ to be born in this stable? Now, in Israel, a lot of places have churches and their ornate ornaments all over the places that are holy. And so we go through this church, which took us about two hours plus as we waited in line and wung through to get down to the bottom floor, the bottom level, where we went down about 8 steps into what have been the manger. And they marked the spot where Jesus Christ would be born with a star. And you could get down and touch it or take a picture. And I did that. And then to move on, we also went to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, where it's just outside of the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus Christ was captive, then crucified, died, and buried. But in Israel, there's actually two spots. There's only one for the nativity, but there's two spots that they say could have possibly been the place where Jesus was crucified. The one with the church that had the ornate, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, which we went into and we got to see where this stone was laid, where he would lay on. Four at a time could go into the little room and take a look and come back out. It was right beside where the Garden of Gethsemane is, where there is trees that are olive trees. Still to this day, it's all gated off, that are 2,000 years old plus. I snap pictures, lots of pictures. But there was also another site that wasn't that far away that could have also possibly been where Jesus Christ was crucified. It was the skull of Golgotha. And when I was there 22 years ago, you could see more of the eyes and the nose. Now you could see more of the nose as 22 years have eroded and brought down that little bit more of that skull. But there was a presence there for me that I could recognize that for me, that was truly the place where Christ had died. And right beside it, walking that path that Joseph of Arimathea may have taken the body and put in the tomb, we walked into the garden tomb, which was outside with a cave and gardens, and we could go in and look where Jesus lay there with the opening of the tomb where you had to duck to go in, look and come out. And without a doubt, for me, that was the place. Now, how can we be talking about death and resurrection when we're talking of waiting for Christmas to come, the birth of our Lord Jesus? Well, we have to tie Old Testament to New Testament. We're reading today out of Jeremiah, Old Testament. The prophets foretold what was to come. And for us now, it is after Christ died and rose again that we await the new coming, the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. And in this season, but in every day of our life, we should always be preparing our hearts for that return, for him to come again. When we were on the top of Mount Olives, we walked down that path that Jesus walked down to. But as we overlooked the city of Jerusalem where the dome was, there's also walls that are built around Jerusalem, and in those walls were different gates. All of the gates are opened except one. They still are closed, for that is where they say Jesus Christ will come through those gates, and those gates will be opened. And on the hillside from Mount Olives going down is the cemetery of the Jews who believe, who are there, and Jesus Christ will rise to them first, have them rise to him as he comes through the gate, and then he will come for all of us. So how do we prepare for this person who is called the Lord, our righteous Savior? For me, it's being part of a life of devotions, reading Advent readings, being in prayer, being in worship and rejoicing our Lord, being a part of fellowship as we come and we gather together and as we eat together. Don't forget there's a potluck afterwards. Time of fellowship. But also I've laid this manger up against the tree, remembering that it is a gift. It's just too big to put under the tree. This is a gift that God gives to us. And during this season, we should be worshiping and praising His name. Will that make us righteous? Maybe, maybe not. But we'll draw closer to being righteous. For righteous in dictionary says that we should conduct our body, our minds, our actions in a way that is pleasing to our Lord Jesus Christ. Do we always do that? Sorry, I'm guilty. No. But we should try, especially excuse me, during this Advent season, to be able to honor Him, to glorify God's name in Jesus Christ. So as I thought about this passage, I also thought about commercialism. Do we all not get stuck on the commercials that are on TV? I want this. Oh, doesn't that look great? Oh, look at those beautiful cookies. I can make cookies. Not that any of that's bad. You kids still want your wish list. Go right ahead. Make your wish list. Just know you may not get everything on your wish list. For see, we want to receive gifts. But we've already received that gift. That gift came in a manger. It's already been unwrapped and it's available for all of us. The gift is already here. Do we need to buy each other a gift? Not really. Jim and I will still get a few gifts to each other. Because we share our love. We share our respect. We share our devotion with one another. And so that's what we do. But we can't get so empowered by all the commercialism, by all the sales that are out there. Oh, look, you see how much you save? You see how much you're spending? Should be more of the question. I'm guilty, guys. I'm guilty. I'm pointing my finger at me. So how can we be righteous? We can't. That's why Christ died on the cross for us. That we can be made righteous and whole because of His birth, because of His death, because of His resurrection. And what is so incredible is that He loves us just the way we are, with all our imperfections. In that day and in that time, the prophecy was told, and it has been fulfilled. So we need to rejoice. I don't know if you noticed or not, but when we were singing Rejoice, I was going, Rejoice! Right? Rejoice! That's what our hearts need to be like, is we need to be rejoicing. We need to be full of joy. Not worrying about what gifts are going to be under the tree, but the joy that's filled in our hearts because we've already been given the greatest gift there ever is. The gift of Jesus. And He's coming again. And I got to say this. When I was in Israel and our bus went through the Valley of Armageddon, where the final battle will take place, There will still be fights. There will still be bloodshed. There still will be controversy right to the very end. But Jesus Christ loves us and desires us to go and be with him and miss all of that. Our hearts need to be made right, righteous with our Lord Jesus Christ in order for that to happen, so that we're not caught up in the Armageddon fight. We need to be believers, and we as believers need to share the good news. The good news that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. The good news, he was born, but he rose again. And he will come again. We don't want, God does not want anybody to be left at that fight at the Armageddon, but we know there will be people that will not make that choice to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And we need to share how important it is to believe in Jesus Christ and to make him your personal Savior, especially in this time of season. This is what Advent and Christmas is all about. It's Jesus. Not about us. Kids, it's not about the gifts you get under the tree. Sorry. It's about the greatest gift we've ever, ever, ever received. And folks, I was there close enough to feel that presence. To know that it's real. It's not a made-up story. It was prophesied. It's been fulfilled. And he's coming again. We don't know when. It may be this afternoon. It may be tomorrow. We may not see it. We may go to heaven before that actually happens. It may be another 2,000 or 3,000 years from now. God has told us we won't know. We don't need to know. What we need to do is to have Jesus in our heart. We need to be the disciple that Jesus Christ wants us to be, to conduct our life as righteous as possible, as righteous as we can possibly be, to give him all honor and to give him all glory. So if you're thinking Christmas is about you this year, stop it. It's not about you. If you think, oh, I got to spend all this money to have all these gifts, stop it. You don't. If you think, I'm not sure I want to come to the children's program next Sunday night at 5:30, stop it. Be here. 5:30, because we're here this season to praise our God and give him glory and honor. And to honor our kids, our children, our youth, as they reenact what Christmas is all about. We'll go Christmas caroling on the 16th. You don't have to have a good voice. Just come. It's part of the fellowship. It's part of honoring God in this season to praise his name and sing, even if it's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. God knows. It's okay to have fun in this season. Amen? But don't forget what it's all about. May we prepare our hearts, because that's the most important gift that God wants from us, is to honor him. Let's pray. God, you are almighty. You came in those days and at that time as a righteous branch. But you're still here with us today, making all things new, all things perfect, creating in us a righteousness that we can share our hearts with others. Be with us and bless us as we honor you, Lord, in this season of Advent. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Would the ushers now please come forward for our morning offering. You can help me with Holy Communion. We're going to be down at the plate or the altar. They've got the cups. We just need to do the bread. So you can take one side off and the other. You break it all into rhythm. Please stand. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who makes it possible for us to live, to have hope, and to be blessed and be a blessing. In the name of Jesus the Christ, amen. I'm going to have you sit as we move into Holy Communion. This is a season of remembering the Old Testament meet with the New Testament, and Jesus Christ sat at the feast for that holiday season like we would at Thanksgiving or Christmas, Easter. It was Passover. And they would eat at the meal. And during that meal, Jesus Christ took the bread and he broke it. And he said, "This is my body broken for you. And every time you partake of it, remember me." And after the supper was over, Jesus Christ took the cup. He lifted it and blessed it and gave thanks, and he said, "This is my blood poured out for you for the forgiveness of your sins." Everybody's sins are forgiven. It's a new covenant, a new beginning for all of us to know. And so as you come and partake of the cup and bread this day, may you remember what God has done for you in his Son, Jesus Christ. And may we celebrate his coming and his coming again. Let us pray. Lord God, we ask that you Bless these gifts of bread and juice, and make them be for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. That we remember his sacrifice, we remember his suffering, we remember the hope that he gives to us. In the name of Jesus, the risen Christ. Amen. Now today we're doing this again a little differently. You will come up and Carrie's going to be on one side, I'm going to be on the other. We will give you the bread. Fill the pews and stay there. There's cups here at the rail. And once everybody has the bread, we will take bread and take the cup and then dismiss you and the next group come up. The table is open for all. You do not need to be a member here. It's open because all of you are God's children. Come and be prepared to meet our Lord Jesus Christ. Come. Come to the table. Come to the altar. Yeah, I think we're just going to try it on this side. We may switch after the first group. Come. I don't care how you come, just come. The table is open. Come on up. Christ's body broken for you. If you like to kneel, you may kneel. Christ's body broken for you. 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 Take and eat this bread, Christ's body broken for you. And take this cup and drink, remembering he forgives your sins. Then go in God's name, remembering the Christmas story, and share it, the good news. Go in God's peace. Christ's body broken for you. Christ's body broken for you. You may kneel if you want. Christ's body broken for you. Christ's body broken for you. Christ's body broken for you. You have received Christ's bread. Eat and remember what he has done for you. Take this cup, for God forgives you for all your sins. Rejoice and be glad. Go in God's peace. Christ's body broken for you. Christ's body broken for you. Christ's body broken for you. You may kneel if you choose. Christ's body broken for you. 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 Thank you. Take and eat of this bread, remembering Christ died for you. And take the cup, for God forgives you for all your sins. Rejoice and be glad, and go in God's peace and in His love. Let me get up and go. Christ's body broken for you. 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 Here, right here. I forgot to bring you back a cup. Christ's body. You have received Christ's bread. Take and eat. Remember what He's done for you. And take the cup and remember Jesus died for you and your sins. And rejoice. And go in His peace and in His name. Amen. Can come on this side as well. Duran, you want to come down here? Have you been served? Come. Cheyenne. You already did? Okay. Christ's body broken for you. Christ's body broken for you. Take and eat. Christ's body broken for you. Take the cup and remember, Christ forgives you. Christ's body broken for you. Christ's blood shed for you. Remember what Christ did for you. Have all been served? Oh, Lord God, we thank you for all that you do for us, especially giving us your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now let's stand and sing Hail to the Lord's Anointed, our closing hymn.
To the Lord's anointed.
As you go forth from here, enjoy every moment, every day that God gives to you, and let us rejoice. Go now in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.